بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النهي عن ترك النار في البيت عند النوم. There is a chapter that to leave a burning open fire at night in the house when going to sleep, etc., whether it is in the form of an open flame, lamp or anything. An open fire, as many people unfortunately still have to do, who live in sheds, etc., in winter, they leave an open fire, bawla, etc. Or you leave an open flame lamp over, on at night. This can be very dangerous. So this we are discouraged from. We should not do that. An Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qaal. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that لا تتركوا النار في بيوتكم حين تنامون. Don't leave a fire to be burning at night when you go to sleep, when nobody is attending to it, nobody is watching it. So the wind can blow, mice, rodents, insects, etc. can carry the flame and the whole house can go on fire. It is reprehensible to leave any type of fire burning while one is asleep, since it can cause a substantial damage to the house and its contents. And this really refers to the open fire. But whether those fires provide light or heat, as far as electrical lights which carry no such fear, they may be left on. But that also we should see that, for example, the stove plate we should be careful about. It should not be left on. That can also cause a fire when it overheats. Anything like that. In short, we should check everything in the house before going to sleep and see that everything is in order. Wa Nabi Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qal ihtaraka baytun bil madinati ala ahlihi min al-layl. Hazrat Abu Ash'ari Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the house had caught fire in Medina Sharif at night while the people were sleeping. فَلَمَّا حُدِّثَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِشَانِمْ قَالْ. And when this discussion came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this house had burned down, etc., then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, إِنَّ هَذِهِ النَّارِ عَدُوٌ لَكُمْ, that this fire is an enemy for you. Water and fire are very good friends when they are servants, when they serve us. But when they are out of control, they are the worst of enemies and they can cause great harms. فَإِذَا نِمْتُمْ فَتُفِعُوهَا. So when you sleep, then see that you put off the fire. The open fire can cause a lot of harm, and daily we read, especially during the winter season, not only one shack that catches onto fire, but how many shacks catch onto fire, and that was all because a paraffin stove was left unattended, or an open fire, bawla, was left unattended, just with the children, etc., and then this causes this fire. This hadith highlights a person should be vigilant and cautious, because fire has the potential of causing great harm. وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال غض الإناء. حضرت جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, see that you cover your utensils at night, especially the utensils that have got food in it, and if it is nowadays we put it in the fridge, etc. But if you are leaving it out, it's still too hot to put in the fridge. But make sure you cover it. And as we read further in this hadith, the main thing is to say Bismillah, and which we are very negligent about. Whenever we do anything, we don't say Bismillah. So when covering that utensil, also say Bismillah. وَأَوْكِعُوا السِّقَى, and see that you tighten the water bag properly. Today we have the water tap. We don't close it properly. In many cases, we don't train our children, and water keeps on dropping all the time because we never close the tap properly. وَأَغْلِقُوا الْأَبْوَابَ, and see that you lock the doors. This is also very surprising, but we find many cases that the drawers are not even locked at night. The person is not cautious, is not careful, vigilant, and he sleeps even with open doors. So these are things that we are trained with, that we should see to these things. Words be siraj, and see that you put off the lamp. And this refers particularly to the open fire lamp. Let's see that you switch it off at night. فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانِ لَا يَحِلُّ سِقَانِ. Because shaitan, he cannot untie the water skin bag. That is all, as we read in front, when you say Bismillah, then you make your protection. What you could do from your side, you did. You locked the doors, you covered the utensils, you closed the taps properly, but everything with Bismillah, then shaitan won't interfere with all these things. وَلَا يَفْتَحُ بَابًا. And then he does not open any door. That is also doors that are forced open, etc. If we read our Bismillah, we read our du'as, inshallah, then no crooks or anything will be able to enter. وَلَا يَكْشِفُ إِنَاءً. And he will not be able to open a utensil. And that is, when utensils are left open, then insects can get in, etc. فَإِنْ لَمْ يَجِدْ أَحَدُكُمْ إِلَّا أَنْ يَعْرُضَ عَلَىٰ إِنَاهِ عُودًا. If any of you does not find a cover for your utensil, then even take anything just to place over it, like a piece of stick, put a knife across it, a spoon across it, something to cover it. But the most important thing is, with all this, وَيَذْكُرَ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَفْعَلْ. Take the name of Allah. If in other words, the real essence of protection is the name of Allah Ta'ala. And all these are other precautions that we have to take. So a person should do that. For definitely rats and mice can burn down a house together with its inhabitants. When these fires are left open, then it's very possible that these insects and these rodents, etc., carry the fire and to another place and make things catch onto fire, and the whole house can burn down. The guidelines mentioned in this hadith explain how advisable it is to see to these matters also. Before going to sleep, somebody in the house, usually it's the mother, but somebody in the house should check the whole house to see all taps are closed, all lights are switched off, all doors are locked, etc. Due to the compassion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the perfection of Islam, we have been given advice on numerous mundane, worldly matters also, so that our lives may become more convenient and peaceful. The hadith teaches us that utensils and containers containing food and drink should be covered so that they are not accessible to insects, dirt, impurities, etc. By doing so, one will also be saved from sickness and calamities which may descend into them. Similarly, doors should be locked so that one may enjoy a comfortable sleep and be safe from thieves, mischief makers, and animals. Yeah, also the important thing is to read Bismillah at least. Read Ayatul Kursi, read our other du'as as well. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi stated, the practice of taking the name of Allah at the time of doing anything is an extremely simple action. But unfortunately, we are generally still very negligent. Even when we eat, we forget to say Bismillah. Bismillah is not in our, whatever we do, we step into our house, we should say Bismillah. Step out of the house, we should say Bismillah. Bismillah is a great, great protection and a source of great barakat as well. One such calamity is that of shaitan, who tries to make man negligent in order to harm him. And he utilizes various means for this purpose and sometimes even uses animals such as rodents and mice and insects. Therefore, to be on our guard, we should see to this as far as our precautions are concerned, and moreover, to take the name of Allah and put our full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Read Bismillah, read Ayatul Kursi. May Allah give us tawfiq.